Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. Started don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, with stars, so then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, here we go.
Well, as the winter is crazy over here and in Pittsburgh, they were pissed.
The reception was almost as cold as the wind chill we're getting over the next couple of days.
Exactly. Well, partly I agree with them, but part of it I don't. I guess, like, you just understand, like, what they're trying to do and what we didn't want to see or whatever.
I think the crowd was disappointed because there wasn't as many surprise entrants as you expect. And you're used
right.
to having a lot more, and it was kind of disappointing in regards to that. I think they were okay with who won if there had been more surprise entrants. It was a very disappointing Royal Rumble compared to previous years.
Right. I'm going to read, I guess, like, this is what happened afterwards. After the match, fans chanted no before booing some more. We go to the replay for some bigger elimination. Batista stands tall after the match, but most of the fans just boo. He hits the turnbuckle and motions for the belt around his waist. Pyro goes off Batista points at WrestleMania 30 sign. More pyro goes off the stage, but the fans aren't happy. Wow. Well, yeah.
He should have had another match after that.
I think
there's enough time for another match after that.
I think they could have had a Divas match beforehand.
Yeah, but no, they could have had it before.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
There was no time after
right.
for a match.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They could have had it beforehand.
Well, no, Dawn just said to add it after.
Oh, she said after.
Oh. There wasn't enough time. After.
They could, but it wouldn't make any sense. Not no Divas match for no, like, main event.
Right.
Because they really do not trust the Divas, the main event, anything. Well, it's... But just the result of the Batista winning the Royal Rumble, just nobody was not happy. Just put that the way. Nobody was not happy. And I can understand, and I will tell you why. He only come back within a week, then now you got him in the second week, and suddenly he wants the match. And I kind of figured it was going to happen, but I think nobody didn't want to see that. Nobody didn't want to see Orton and Batista go at it for the title at WrestleMania. And I can understand what people are saying, but I can understand WWE side of things and why they decided to go that route. Because you got another twist. Where's Brock Lesnar ended up taking the world title from Randy Orton at Elimination Chamber? It could be Batista and Brock. So you have to look at that scenario, too, that might happen. So it may not be Orton versus Batista. Yeah, they might have to do something crazy at Elimination Chamber then. Or that could be a thing. They probably can be having that Elimination Chamber or not. It's 10 o'clock. It's too late.
Not too late.
Yeah, it is.
Curfew's 11.
No, it's Sunday night. It's 9 o'clock.
We're going on our own property. You know what I mean?
What?
Doesn't matter. Cops act funny that way.
Yeah, but we're
going to
be in that little...
You're not
going out there.
Okay.
You know, though, that, it's just, as you can see, everybody's, like, kind of, speechless in a way.
No, I'm speechless
and
it's crap. I'm disappointed.
And that's why I'm saying that, people do have the right... Pittsburgh did have the right to boo him. Because in a way, it was kind of disappointing. It was like, and I don't forgot there's some of the other entries that was supposed to be in there. I should have known better than that. But they was talking about they was going to have these surprises and leaks and stuff like that. But I guess this was their way to turn the tables. I'm trying to, like, I guess outdo the news or the rest of the news reporters. Yeah. Just one of those.
Some matches were good leading up to it, and there was a lot of things that happened in the Rumble that were good.
Mm.
But the last 10 men who came in, 5 of those could have been surprises. They could have been a legend. I mean, all they had to do was bring in Ric Flair, and the crowd would have just gone nuts.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Well, the only one was like Kevin Nash, but then again, it wasn't that much of a secret because They was talking about it all weekend that he might be in it. So that one really wasn't a surprise. Unless they might put him in the Hall of Fame, but who knows. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the matches and stuff. We'll probably talk about more about this Royal Rumble match in a bit. Championship match of Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus the New Age Outlaws, and surprisingly, the New Age Outlaws are the new tag team champions. And I guess like it was a surprise to me that that they won or whatever, because I really didn't think that they were going to.
I don't think that was on Facebook.
This is one of those things that's just going to throw you off, and I guess it was like the tale of telling that I guess the pay-per-view wasn't going to be that good for certain people. Let's see. Move on to Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt. Long match, and he agreed. Well, we'll get to what some people say about the pay-per-view itself in a minute. Bray Wyatt won the match, and I think it was kind of shocking to me too, but I can kind of see why that he won the match. Next up, you have Big Show versus Brock Lesnar. I was disappointed because they ended the match too quick. Only thing they showed afterward was him, like, Big Show getting beat down. And I know they had to make Brock look strong, but I guess part of me was just like, it was a decent match, but it wasn't long enough, in my opinion. Like, this was one of those matches that could have went on longer. WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Randy Orton versus John Cena. In the beginning, the match did kind of lag, but it started picking up and picking up and picking up. Then, of course, the Wyatt family interfered and distracted John Cena, and Randy Orton got the win. So I guess you might see a WrestleMania match in the making with Bray Wyatt and John Cena. On to the Royal Rumble match. I think you can go back to your thing and see who all got eliminated. Well, while she do that, I'm going to...
I'm right here already.
Oh.
Okay. It started... Oh, I saw that. I'm on my Kindle, so it doesn't let me load everything. Okay. That's you want to do the Royal Rumble?
Just do the ones that got eliminated from first to...
Okay. Damian Sandow's the first one eliminated. Dave Kane. Then Alexander Rusi. Truth. Jimmy Uso. Jack Swagger. Kofi, the Great Khali, Cody, Fandango, The Bull, JBL, The Miz, Jey Uso, Eric Rowan, Ryback, Del Rio, Biggie, Rey Mysterio, Luke Harper, Dean Ambrose, Antonio Cesario, and Seth Rollins all at the same time. CM Punk, Sheamus, and then
Roman Reigns,
but he needs to stay in because he set fear of the Stavon. I love him.
But the good thing is he did broke the Royal Rumble record by eliminating 12.
No, you two, go and take the dogs out now. AJ's already asked you.
But anyways, he did broke the record eliminating 12 men over the top rope. So at least that was a plus. And what we're going to do, we're going to read some people's comments that are just blowing up on Facebook. So let's see. Shoo, I won. Me. You got a scare ticket for tomorrow's game.
Shut up. I wasn't about to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll go. Okay, let's see. WWE, you are wrong for that. Let me repeat, you are wrong for that. Only going to say this. Props to Roman Reigns tonight. Reigns, you are a future world champion, no doubt. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's next for you. Given Reigns, it's a sad day for WWE fans. A sad day. Oh, that's funny. Let's see. What else? Even though Batista won the Royal Rumble, I kind of want Roman Reigns to win. Let's see. What else?
You can sometimes just hook your own one.
Actually,
no, hold on. Hey,
did he stop?
I picked Batista to win, and he won. Going to WrestleMania. Let's see, what else? I wonder if I can find, what's his name, status, so... Because Mike's status was priceless. Let me see.
us.
Okay. WWE, you are lucky that WrestleMania is going to be free on the WWE Network because, no, I will not pay $60 to watch Orton versus Batista. Oh, how have you disappointed me. Ooh, and there were some tweets that was out, too. Interesting. One was won by Mick Foley. Wait, Daniel Bryan isn't in it? That kind of sucks.
Wow.
Oh, he also put, does WWE actually hate their own audience? I've never been so disgusted with a pay-per-view.
Wow.
Wow. That's
Erickson.
There are free chickens I got tonight while watching.
Where did you go?
I did. I said me. But somebody else had responded, too.
Oh.
But, anyways, let's see what else was said. The biggest shot of the Royal Rumble was that for once Jericho was telling the truth about not returning. Oh, and here's one for Daniel Bryan. They tried to keep us down and away from the top spots, but they can't ignore the reaction forever. Keep voicing your opinions, the yes movement. That's from Daniel Bryan. Wow, all these was like tweeted within a matter of seconds from 9:53 to 9:55. But wow, for like a Hall of Famer, like just to say that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Let's see if there's any more. I like Day Days. Boo, this Rumble sucked. Predictable. I mean, really, over Punk and O'Brien, we had title match. I'm going to step between Batista and Lesnar, and he just yarned. Okay, we had that one already. Let's see. What else? And they still complaining about the Royal Rumble. Let's see. Let's see, who cares about the Pro Bowl? First the crowd hits their booze.
They went and kissed it. Yeah, because they both pooed in the bathroom, so.
Okay, the official. Yeah,
they go in the bathroom, but, you know, it's not.
Remember when our cats used to go
in
the toilet?
That was so fun.
Okay, here's another one. Yeah, WWE creator Broly fucked up the Daniel Bryan booking on Survivor Series.
You're not going anyway. I'm not making you go to the bus stop in that
way. If it is, I'm going to the necessary.
You won't go because the girl's going?
Yeah, well, you love
school
going that way.
I don't love anybody enough to go to school in that weather.
I wouldn't even go in that weather.
I would do it if he was sick, but that's a bad thing. Hey!
Because my thing is, girlfriend or not, I'm not going to go out there in that cold.
Then go into the bathroom. Have a shit. Or something. And pull your damn pants up. No one is. Stop. That's what really ticks me off with people. I'm sorry. I'm going to really digress here, okay?
Well, you already are, so go ahead.
If you are wearing pants, pull them up so we don't see your underwear. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I'm going to call people out. Anthony, you do it all the time. Sean, you do it. You always have your underwear over the top of your head all the time. You do it as well, and Robert just walks around in his skivvies half the time.
I do.
I don't wear underwear, so we don't have to worry about that.
What?
You just joke.
Don't lie.
But it's like if you, no, because we don't need no camel toe from you either. They make belts. Buy a freaking belt and wear it.
Grandma says her knees, she still got them too.
Okay, I've done them. There we go.
Dude, I got plenty. God, there we go. We
don't
find. We
don't worry. Please do, Mr. Ray. You do know you've got to clean up that room
before you go to
bed. I don't know. Did you get started?
I don't know.
Yeah, now.
What?
Bye. No, please.
As the show never finishes. As I was saying, somebody said, the official, WWE creative, worldly fucked up with Daniel Bryan booking on Survivor Series. Now the Royal Rumble thread bent here. That's all keeping in one thread. Wow. Let's see what else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You guys
win.
Just put
aprons
right there.
Okay.
Wash your hands
out. Mm-hmm. All right.
See what else. Hold on. Let me see first.
The stuff that you hear on the WFSO Radio Network. But, yeah, just overall, the crowd was not happy about the rollover match itself. I just like one of those things, like, what more can you say, right? We're going to see if there's a few more before we go off the air. Let's see.
What are you doing, though?
Everyone will be complaining that Batista won the Royal Rumble. I can thank Triple H for not allowing the WWE Daniel Bryan not be in the Rumble.
Yeah,
I guess he didn't hear the yes, yes, yes chants all night long.
What is on the set, you man?
Like Fabric Shelters, Barker's Dictionary, Granddad's Super.
Not me, because that wasn't on
the
set.
No, not me.
Did Anthony take it off of
I like this. If you think WWE really cares about your thoughts on the Rumble, then I'm afraid I got some bad news. That's funny. See what we can do on what every wrestling fan in the world states when Roman Reigns was Peter Parker crying. Oh man. Batista, you can have the Royal Rumble win and you can have the WWE title. I don't need them. I got the people behind me.
Okay,
guys. Check us out tomorrow for the WFSO Aftermath. Until then, the Yes Movement has begun. Goodbye, everybody.